You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Maybe I'm crazy, but Thanksgiving is the best.
Maybe I'm not.
Welcome to Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast. I'm Joy Taylor. Thanks for joining us this week. Hope you are having an amazing holiday week. I know it's kind of crazy for everyone right now. It's a little different of a holiday weekend than we are used to having. So hopefully you're staying safe and finding different ways to enjoy your family and this holiday. We, as a Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast, are going to do a little Maybe I'm Crazy reunion. So we've got Brandon Newman. You're a longtime podcast listener. You remember Brandon, our co-host on Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast for a very long time. He's going to join us and catch up with us. We've got Heller, T, Shantiera, obviously Donnie is here. We also have Ari, our former executive producer, who's going to hop on, as well as Jeremy, our technical producer, who we all haven't been together because we've been doing all of these shows from home, and Ari had moved on from the podcast for a while now. So we're going to all get back together and catch up. It's going to be a really good time, a little Maybe I'm Crazy family reunion. Of course, we're going to talk about the games coming up this weekend and on Thursday, some really big games for Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Let's get started with our Maybe I'm Crazy family reunion. This is amazing. Why didn't we think of this sooner?
We're back.
We're back.
We would normally have this many people in the podcast room.
High fiving.
I love you guys, but I don't know if we'll ever be comfortable having that many people in such a small room.
Never be the same.
Remember when we were all doing the podcast talking about COVID at the beginning?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the last time I remember being in the same room with everybody. We were talking about COVID.
Yeah. We were super wrong. We were super wrong.
We were straight up like, Jeremy sneezed once, and like we were just like, Jeremy got COVID.
Yeah.
We're like, it's over. Yeah. COVID's so
funny. Man, poor Jeremy. At the very beginning of when people were like just starting to get scared, nothing had even remotely shut down yet. And Jeremy sneezed or something and wasn't feeling well. And I think John was like, do you need to go home? So mad. He was like, I'm fine.
John, the biggest germaphobe of the group?
I think we all are now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I haven't left. I literally haven't gone to a grocery store since February. Are you guys on that level?
Stop.
You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything other than fear.
As you know, I despise going to the grocery store.
So
weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have been to the grocery store, but I do not enjoy it any more than I didn't enjoy it before COVID. So I get my groceries delivered, so I'm with you there. But I did hear from Colin that's like the number one place to get COVID is the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place I go.
Yeah, same.
You just can't eat the samples.
Well, if you think about it, yeah, you shouldn't be eating things.
They don't have them at Costco.
Right.
But it makes no sense. Most of the grocery stores are not, like, I don't know, at least the grocery stores that I've been to are not regulating the amount of people that are in there, one.
Right,
two,
yeah.
You got to think about, like, the cashiers are dealing with all those people, even if they're not in there at the same time.
The same spot.
Three, mad people are super touchy. They're touching
carts.
Things. And four, you're all inside. So even if you're wearing masks, you know, you are like in the same room, giant room together. So
I definitely feel like fruit selection's got to be by eye now.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm touching all that
shit. You can't touch all of them. You just
I have to. Bananas?
You got to buy them.
Look at all sides of bananas.
You're not eating outside of the bananas. So that bananas are fine. It's the apples and the
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And my husband, literally, when we go to a grocery store, he's touching every single piece of fruit. Every single one.
You got to.
Bill?
No, not that one. Every single one. So now.
How y'all pick avocados? Y'all just wait? Like, nah, you gotta feel, you know what I'm saying? What's going actually, today?
I think I'm, even though I do get my groceries delivered, I think I'm with you, Brandon. You can't just be out here buying random fruits and vegetables. Like, just gotta make sure you wash your hands immediately after you get through the fruit and
right. I just act accordingly when people look at me crazy. Like, yeah. You really gonna touch that one too? Like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, I saw an old lady do a hack, which I thought about taking, but then I got lazy. Is that she? And I was like, oh, it's genius. Why don't we always do that? She put her hand inside of the one of the bags.
Oh,
that's very thoughtful.
That's a dog owner move, right, Brandon?
Yeah,
that's a poop before
touching the fruit, so she would pick it up like, nope, that one's not for me, but she's not bothering anyone else's produce.
That's smart.
Right. Yeah. Right. I saw her do it. I was like, that's very smart.
That's bulletproof. I can't touch it.
Yeah, you tried to.
Extra stuff to do. So Ari, when are you due?
December 21st, less than a month.
Aw, Christmas baby.
Yes.
And that's so exciting.
Crazy. I mean, I'm 36 weeks next week. So apparently like 37 weeks. I'm learning so much. 37 weeks is full term. So I literally could have a healthy baby next week, which is just really scary to know that like my life is going to completely change and could be as soon as a week. But we're so excited. I mean, I've been nesting, which is, I didn't even know what that meant, but cleaning, organizing everything in my life. I've never been like this before. I feel like I'm my mother. But I'm like, now I'm just bored. And I'm just waiting for her to come because everything's done. So it's exciting.
Did you find out what you're having?
I'm having a girl.
Hey.
And obviously you're naming it Joy.
I was about to make that joke
too. Yet, so we're open to suggestions.
Oh, you haven't picked a name yet.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple in mind, but I think when we see her, we'll be like, you're that person.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so exciting. Did you have any like crazy cravings? Because I can imagine that if the day ever comes that God decides that I should reproduce, which may not happen, but if it does, I imagine I'm going to be the worst craver of like random things ever.
Wasn't like pickles and ice cream or whatever they say that is. It wasn't like that, but it was like, the first trimester, I was nauseous the whole time. So it was like one thing felt like I could eat that day. And whatever that was, it was like Mexican food for 7 people. And I was like, some for 20. Like whatever that day was, but it was nothing really consistent. But I feel good now. I mean, it's getting I'm a little less mobile. It's harder to put my shoes on, socks on. But it's honestly, it's the best time in COVID, weird to say, to be pregnant. I haven't had to buy any maternity clothes. This is like the first time in God knows how long that I've like combed my hair and put makeup.
You look great.
Oh, for us, it's amazing.
So it's been good.
Is the go bag ready?
The go bag is ready.
Oof. Go bag.
I know, I'm like on top of it.
That's so a go bag is different than a bug out bag?
Is the bug out bag the earthquake bag?
The bug out bag is the end of world, grab everything, we run in. Oh, the apocalypse is here.
We are living in the apocalypse, so
better have a bug out bag.
I might have 5 masks apparently to that
bug out. Yep.
So have they talked to you about like are you going to the hospital or are you doing at home?
Hospital epidural full thing.
Yeah. Ooh, congratulations.
They're not gonna like make you wear a mask in the hospital, right?
Yeah. So every appointment I go to, I mean, I guess you're in your own room and we were talking to friends and it's kind of like the staff obviously wears masks, but they're not wearing N95s. Like they're only wearing N95s when they're like in rooms with COVID patients. Like when I go to my doctor every other week now, they're just wearing surgical masks. I'm wearing an N95 because I'm psycho, but yeah, so it is going to be weird. And like having those conversations with your parents of like, how are you going to see the baby? Are you going to quarantine for 2 weeks? Like, how are we going to, because I haven't hugged my parents in months, you know, like we're really doing it. I mean, I'm high risk, obviously. So we're just trying to take precautions, but it's weird. It is weird.
Well, I mean, in a weird way though, like you said, it's a unique time to be pregnant because we're all chilling at home. None of us are out raging partying. So
FOMO.
There's no FOMO.
Or two.
Carter was born March 4th. that next Wednesday was the NBA announcing that they were shutting games. So we've like been in newborn. Like I could never have predicted this. Like I was going to have to, well, I mean, honestly, just be busy, you know, the entire time.
Where is Carter? Why is Carter not on our team?
Carter,
I can hear him, so I know he's nearby. Yeah,
I definitely heard baby noises.
I heard him as well. I'm glad this mic is too good.
You look really professional with the microphone. I pulled this one from the studio in front of me just to look the same.
Carter, but
this is.
Hey, what's up, Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Oh yeah. My bad. I got unplugged. Wait a minute. She can't hear y'all yet. Wait a minute.
Brandon, all these years, still trying to get a headphone situation.
Now you're muted. This is just,
now we can't hear you.
Why don't you just move and put the baby in front? Oh, somebody knows where the camera is.
Oh, there
he
is.
Hey, Carter, can I? Ooh, you got a cute sweater on.
Right?
Yeah, that's his fake smile.
I'm used to getting that from human men, so I feel that.
I love it. He's so
them
big.
Cheeks.
Yes, he'll be 9 months on the 4th.
I'm assuming.
Huh? Oh, he's holding on to furniture, walking, getting into stuff. We can't stop him from standing up.
Oh,
that's adorable.
It's too much.
He likes to grab daddy's hair a little bit too much too. Like, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah.
It's too cute.
Yes. Now it's a real Friendsgiving. We got a baby. We got a pregnant lady and a baby. It's a real Friendsgiving, huh?
Yep. We got babies everywhere. So Brandon, tell us about your new podcast with BroBro.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to talk about it. We just fought. Like
first awkward conversation of
we just did a podcast and we just fought like we're actual Thanksgiving people are going to.
Yep.
Like it was okay. Shush.
Nah.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Okay. No. I don't know. It's just siblings. He's just so dumb. It's great. It's a great learning experience. There's a lot of hard skills that I'm teaching him. And it's fun. It's a great experience. I am what is the word come? What's it when you get married? What you gotta do is such with a C you come to
committed?
Compromise.
Compromise, yes.
The word that starts with the C.
That was all to say.
Yes. All right. So maybe I'm crazy. Listeners can go and subscribe to your podcast.
Yes, Prodigal Sons podcast. I'm sorry, I didn't even know we was in mode. Yes, Prodigal Sons podcast. I would have said nicer things, but yes, I'm loving all of it. Thank you so much.
You know what popped up in my Facebook memories the other day? One was Heller being the first one to find out that you were pregnant, which was an incredible moment. I mismanaged it so badly, though.
To be honest with you, I should have been more excited. I was just very much in denial. I was like, this can't be how this is happening.
I love your reaction to it because for those of you who don't know, it was a running joke that anytime Brandon would be like, I have something to say or like anything, we would all just freak out and act like,
oh, congratulations!
Yay!
And it was never the case. And then when it actually was, Brandon's
so mad. John Heller was the person, like, imagine anyone listening out there, John Heller was the person to tell you that you're having a baby for the first time. Like,
I was not ready for that responsibility, and it showed because I tried to turn this beautiful moment of your life into a podcast bit. I don't know what I was thinking.
You did it. You did do that.
I was in producer mode.
We were talking about it because you did.
You were successful at that. Does anyone watch Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
The episode where Moira finds out what the baby is, what the gender of the baby is.
I literally just watched that today.
I watched it today too. It's perfect because, like, she didn't want the responsibility of having to tell them. Yeah, that's what Heller did. And there was another throwback bit, which you know, thankfully we're through the election season, and it seems like we'll have a peaceful transfer of power. Who knows? But we were talking about it last year at this time, because I think Ashley, maybe, I don't know who it was, but like someone was afraid of like having conversations with their family, or like we were talking about how awkward conversations with their family about politics. And me and Brandon encouraged everyone to fight with their family during the holidays. Not physically, but like, you know, right. Argue with them. Yes. The election's over now, so it doesn't really matter. He lost. But if there's still things that they disagree about, you know, we still have some progress to make. So if you still want to argue with them, I still co-sign that. So,
there's still fights to be had.
Jeremy, you have a movie, right?
Yeah, shooting a little movie. We wrapped Sunday night around like midnight.
And congratulations, sir.
Such a movie director thing to say. We wrapped.
Yeah, we just wrapped
night or whatever.
It's in the can. It's in the can. So tell us about it.
Yeah, it's about these two friends who are searching for the culprit of a hit and run through San Francisco. We were going to shoot it in May, but then the pandemic hit, so we had to postpone until this past weekend and the weekend prior. But yeah, we spent Thursday through Sunday in San Francisco shooting everything. It was intense. We had like 3 12-hour days back to back, just like knocking it all out. It's cold up there. We were in the car and up on the mountains, and it was wild. It was wild, but it was great experience.
So what's it called, and where can people watch it?
So we're into a post-production now. Probably won't be able to watch it until like early summer, because we're submitting to festivals and like there's exclusivity there between posting online and all that. But I'll send it to all you guys whenever you
show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you.
What were you going to say, Brandon?
What was it like shooting a movie during COVID?
It was all right, actually. I mean, we had a COVID compliance officer. Everyone had masks.
Damn.
It was more expensive, which sucked, but we figured it out.
You know, we'll all be supporting you, so you'll make all that money back, and it'll be worth it.
Amen.
Right.
Did you find a role for the compliance person in the film, or did they just stand around?
Nah, they just stood around. It was my buddy from UCLA. He works at UCLA Hospital. He just came by and helped us out, so. Yeah, it was pretty smooth.
Nice. Director Jeremy, congratulations. Hey,
what's up, dude? Yeah, man, congrats.
Thank you guys. I'm trying
very out exciting.
Here.
John Hill, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Trying to run away from COVID. I've been traveling a lot. I'm in the mountains right now.
Oh, where?
They got COVID up there?
We're in Tahoe, yeah. My wife decided to become like a big skier, which is cool, except I don't like skiing. So it's like, I've learned to like sitting in the mountain house while she goes and skis and hope she doesn't like break her neck or something. Cause like she trips a lot, like just life. Like on a mountain is like, oh my God, this is very bad. That's about it. You know, work. Oh, actually no. I have an album coming out on Friday.
What?
An album of music?
I executive produced it. My buddy Matt McManus, who I do comedy with, I've worked with him for, I don't know, 10 years now. He does like, you know, like Lonely Island, Little Dicky songs. And we collaborated on a 10-track album. It's called Classical Music. You can check it on Spotify or iTunes this Friday. I usually don't say this, but I think it's really, really good. I'm
awesome.
Right.
It's 10 fun songs, and you can dance to it, and it's funny. It's got songs for dads. It got songs for wives, people who wear yoga pants. All
everybody.
It's out there. It's very weird, but
inclusive.
Yeah, but I'm very happy with it. And we spent like almost 2 years on it. We wrapped up before COVID, but then we were kind of like, all right, we'll just wait this thing out. Wrong. So we decided we might as well put it out there because we're nothing else we can do.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. So we'll check that out this Friday then. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
So everybody knows Donnie is engaged, right?
Yes, to beautiful Janae.
Yes, thank you. They are engaged.
So we're excited about that. I'm trying to think of any other big news. T, you have any news to share with the family?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Everything the same at home. But John, I am close to you though. I'm in Sacramento right now.
Oh, okay. We stopped in Sacramento for food.
Oh, nice.
I'll say this. We closed on a house in Louisville.
Oh, my God! Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we'll be somewhere new at the beginning of the year. Got a lot of no's. Got racially charged. No bullshit. But it's still funny though. I mean, but anyways, yes. Finally got one. Yes, in Louisville. And talking about arguing with my brother this next episode, he was mad at me that I moved into a white neighborhood. So here we go. You know what I'm saying? This is, the woke won't let you in sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to take naps. We can't be woke all the time. Heller, any news you want to share?
Pretty much the same for me. I am producing Speak for Yourself now a couple days a week. So that's a bit of an exciting change. Before I was just, working on the back end doing production type things. And so now I'm actually in the chair. So that's exciting and makes the weeks go by faster for sure as we wait until we're allowed to go outside again.
I'm looking forward to that. I don't want to keep you guys super long, but it was really good to catch up with all of you. I'm thinking like May. I'm hoping May. May seems
like
to be
we said that last. We said that in March. It's a new May now.
Well, no. I mean, I've actually weirdly been, and I'm not in Illuminati, but I've really just like thought about it a lot because what else are we doing all day? I've been pretty spot on my timeline for like how this whole thing was going to play out. Like, for example, everyone is really afraid of like the winter months of this whole thing. And like in California and Florida is another planet. So we don't concern ourselves with people doing in Florida. But for the rest of the country, like obviously the holidays are going to be bad, but like winter is going to hit and nobody goes anywhere in the winter. It's cold. You stay at home. Like maybe you see one other like member of the family or like go to a friend's house once every 2 weeks or something. But all this like hanging out stuff, that sucks. Like one, it's too dangerous to drive. Two, it's super brick cold outside. The only places you could go to like socialize will be closed, like bars and clubs. So I really think it's actually gonna significantly slow down in the winter. It's too cold. Like I lived in Pittsburgh. We don't go nowhere. There's nowhere to go. It's too cold. So I think it'll slow down, and then the vaccine's starting to roll out, so hopefully I will be taking it, and I don't everyone makes their own choices, but I've put way worse in my body than whatever is in that vaccine, so I'm definitely
don't know that joy we I don't do. Know
I do I am certain of that. I'm certain based off of what I've partaken in, so I'm definitely taking that. But generally, like, I think by May, it's going to be much more under control. Also, we'll have a new regime, since that's what we do now in this country. So
regime change.
I'm hoping the regime change will get things under control. So hopefully, maybe by like June, we can stand within 5 feet of each other.
Right. I mean, we got the some people are worried about the vaccine. I'm more worried about this 5G they're talking about. I think that's how you
reach.
I think that's how you get that vid. I heard.
Watch them towers. Cover your ears when you go by.
Yeah, whatever can make it so when I open Instagram, I don't get that stupid wheel thing. I'm down for. I don't have time. I need the video to load instantly.
Right. How mad are you right now when something doesn't load instantly?
I mean,
this is not what I didn't pay for.
I'm gonna throw the phone. I have no patience.
The internet here is so bad and no reception. I had to upload a video and I was literally in my sweatpants, like in the snow outside, like the street walking with my phone, trying to upload this video. Give me the 6G. Give me all the stuff that comes with it.
All the G's.
All right, guys. Well, I'm sad Ashley couldn't join us. Shout out to Ashley.
Yeah,
she's here in spirit.
Yes, I know she's working right now. But it was so good to see all you guys and catch up. I'm glad you're all healthy and safe, and hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving. Ari, take care of yourself. We can't wait to see our precious little baby.
Yep.
We're excited for that. Good luck. And crazy congrats baby. On the house.
Yeah.
And congrats on the movie and the album, John, and obviously the engagement, Donnie, and everything. I love you guys. It's so good to see all your faces, and hopefully we can all do a reunion, and maybe we'll do like Donnie's birthday, but not get like 1%.
Oh.
Just yeah, tone it back like a little bit. A few less shots would be good for the body.
Yeah, I thought there's been a few times where I've woken up like with a hangover past 30, where I'm like, I'm definitely going to die, and that was I had to check in with everybody. Like, is anyone else dying?
And we were all dead.
Everyone was a dead person. I can remember vividly that hangover, and it took 3 days to recover from.
If I remember correctly, you needed to buy ingredients for Bloody Marys the next day to treat your hangover, and that's real hungover.
Yes, I had to go. I had to buy Bloody Mary ingredients to make at home because I couldn't bring myself to physically go get a Bloody Mary because I was that hungover.
So we one of the last times I went to a bar. So like we lived it up.
Oh, got the most out of it.
We, yeah, exactly. Yep.
I don't want to do that one again.
What's the date?
The 13th of November. So it just passed. So we're gonna have to wait a long time.
Yeah. So hopefully we don't have to wait that long.
We'll be able to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless you're on baby number two by then.
Hell no.
All right, guys. Well, I love you all. Take care of yourself. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
This is awesome.
This is fun.
Thanks for coming. Bye, guys.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, man. I'm playing possum.
Hey, we could stay though if we want, and we can get the last
wait,
word.
Wait, look, wait.
Hey, updates with Brandon Newsman.
I just muted the video on some. Look awesome, like awesome.
Face ass.
We about to turn up in this bitch.
What's up, Heller from the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast room that we hopefully will one day see again. I don't
one
know.
At a time only. Right now.
Yeah. What's going on in what did record it this week?
Okay, so we got a full slate of Thanksgiving Day football. Very exciting stuff. I want to get into it. Let's go in reverse though. We're going to start with dessert. The Steelers host the Ravens in a nightcap in what I would describe as a battle for the soul of the AFC North. A win for your Steelers would solidify them as the top of the division and push the Ravens further out of current playoff standings. Joy, the Steelers are for realers. Win it or quit it.
I'm with it. They are for realers. And I don't know. I would argue that this is the main course. And
people really like dessert, though.
Yeah, they do. But I feel like this Thanksgiving is like, or well, this Thanksgiving lineup is like one of those people that likes to eat the dessert before the main course. Like, you know, one of those like weird relatives. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure I'm still hungry, but I would really like to start eating the sweet potato pie first.
The pie.
Yeah. So like, listen, whatever. this is gonna be a weird one this year. We've got a lot of stuff going on, so I think this is just one of those weird holidays. Yeah. So normally this would be dessert, but this is the best game of the week of the day. So yeah, this is a must-win game for the Ravens, not so much for the Reelers because they're for Reelers. They are undefeated, and obviously always want to beat the Ravens because it's the division rival, and they always get up for this game. But also, there are a lot of COVID-related issues going on with the Ravens right now, so hopefully this game still gets played. But if it does play, they are going to be without their running backs, which is massive, especially in a game against the Steelers. Their main running back. So
look at the Gus plus, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be without a few. So they better hope that they can move the ball around and Lamar Jackson is going to be active. But either way, this is going to be a big matchup. I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely the best game of the day. And I'm going Steelers for Reelers in it. So the line is Steelers minus 1.5.
5.5.
Five and a half. I'm sorry. 5.5. 1.5 would be great. Definitely
Right. Yeah.
Bang the Steelers. Put your mortgage on the Steelers.
Yeah.
5.5 I don't love. It's tricky because it's a division game. I know all the stuff I just said about COVID.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's tough. I don't know. I don't know which way to tell you to go and push your money on that one. I'm gonna have to think about that one. That might be a day of bet. But this is gonna be the best game of the day, guaranteed, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it'll certainly be the best game of the day in terms of quality play.
Yes.
The most best, goodest plays will occur in this game for sure because it has the most best, goodest players. It's really interesting to think about, though, that the Ravens felt like they had really staked their claim on this division after last season, and now we're looking at it, and if they don't win this game, their flag's gone. It's right back to the Steelers. They just ducked for a year, and now they're right back in there.
Yeah, well, the Ravens are the ones that took advantage in this division of the Steelers being down. Like, the Browns are not having a bad season by any stretch of the imagination, even though I don't think that they're a great team. They're not having a bad season. They really should have taken more advantage of the Steelers being down last year, except for Lamar Jackson. The Ravens had an unbelievable season. I definitely thought the Ravens would be better than they are this year. I don't think it's anything to overreact to because, look, Ben Roethlisberger is getting older as we speak. Well, aren't we all? But, you know, he's not going to be around for as long as Lamar Jackson is going to be around in this division. So there is still hope for the Ravens and the Browns. But, yeah, the Steelers are the best team in the league, right? This is a slight shred under the Chiefs. Could be 1-1A at this point. Really doesn't make a difference to me, whatever your preference is, and I'm from Pittsburgh. But, yeah, the Ravens are – this is a game they got to get because right now they're in the hunt with my Miami Dolphins. So they want to get this win, and the Steelers are not going to try and let them get it.
Yep, got a Steelers and a Dolphins shout-out. Look at that. Speaking of shout-outs, Mike Tomlin, best coach in the league. What's up, my guy? I'm going to do that weekly now, I think. All right, now for the main course, if you will. The only football game I can think of that used to personify American history, the Washington football team versus the Dallas Cowboys. Keyword, used to. Jerry's World is already jumping with anticipation after the Cowboys' big win over the Vikings. Joy, the Cowboys will be leading the NFC East by the time the tryptophan kicks in. Wit it or quit it.
I'm going to go with it. Zeke seems fired up about the Cowboys. Andy Dalton looked better this week. I don't believe in the Washington football team. You beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow. Big deal.
Why'd they hurt Joe Burrow really more than anything else?
Yeah.
What the heck?
It's upsetting. I'm very, very upset about the Joe Burrow situation. And I'm upset that it's more than an ACL. I mean, they blew his knee out, and that just sucks. You know how much I love Joe Burrow. Get well soon, kid. We are looking forward to seeing you next year, hopefully at the start of the season. All that aside, yeah, I think the Cowboys win this game, and but I don't know what the value is for either of these teams at this point to continue winning. Like, they're both gonna do it because it's Washington and it's Dallas, and they're like just not bad enough to win a couple more games. The only value in this division in winning it is the New York Giants. Like, if the Giants can pull off winning this division, at least they're trending in the right direction. They have their head coach.
Good point.
They have their quarterback of the future. They know they're getting Saquon back. They're already going to be kind of in that weird space in the draft where they're not going to be in the top three anyway.
Yeah.
So to me, like, that's a team that should win this division and it actually means something. The Eagles are a disaster. They don't deserve to be rewarded with it. And neither do the Cowboys or Washington. But if the Cowboys win it, it's like, we won the division, even at like 5 wins. So maybe we still should keep a lot of this together. And then the reality is everything that's going on is a disaster.
Yeah.
And when with Washington, they don't have their quarterback. So if they win, they might get convinced to hang on to Alex Smith and not make changes either. So like both of these teams are teams I don't want winning the division. It only really makes sense for the Giants. The Eagles, I guess it's fine if they win because they're stuck with Carson Wentz, whether they like it or not. So that, like, they're going to have the same coach and quarterback next year, regardless. So that's the value to me. But I do think it will end up being Dallas at the end of the day. I think Andy Dalton is just good enough to make that happen. And I think that they win tonight. Or on Thursday. If they do lose, they aren't actually mathematically eliminated because they play each of the division opponents one more time for the rest of the season. So they can still get back in it as far as winning the mighty NFC East. But I think they start on Thursday by beating Washington.
That division sucks. It sucks real bad. The Niners with Nick Mullins would be leading that division right now.
Easily.
With
dozens of injuries. So that's bad. I think your point about the Giants is super interesting. They're definitely the ones who are most benefit from a climb at this point. I do think Dallas, you know, I don't really care so much about the playoff spot because they're going to, you know, even if they win that first game, they'll get mollywopped when they have to play someone real. But I think there is a benefit to continue to win for Dallas. And that benefit is building Mike McCarthy's culture. You look at last year with the Steelers, as we mentioned in the last Wit It Quit It, they were able to sort of hang on to their culture by winning, what, 8 games? And so they were set up well that once Ben came back, it was all good. Same thing with the Buccaneers last year. They finished off the season strongly and had a little momentum so that once they put Brady in that mix and Gronk and Fournette and whoever the hell else they signed, you know, they had a foundation to build off of. So this could be a foundational year for Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys, but I agree with you, winning the division. I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if there was revenue to come from it, but mm-hmm. I don't think fans are going to be at those playoff games. So
there's really nothing to be gained. What's up, Donnie? What's going on? High key, low key this week.
What's up? All right. High key. It's almost that time of year when my favorite team reminds most of the football world to be thankful that they're not Lions fans. Low key, I'm kind of hoping that Detroit comes away with another L this week. It makes it more likely that we end up moving on from Patricia. I'm all for bringing back Jim Caldwell. Hashtag build back better.
What? Okay. Yes. So for those of you that don't know, Donnie is our resident Lions fan. You know, it's not his fault. He's from Detroit.
Yeah, man.
So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad life choices or anything that led him to this, led him to this place. These 4-6 Lions with the never-ending Matthew Stafford era. I feel like Matthew Stafford has been the barely above mediocre quarterback for the Detroit Lions for like 400 years. And now, which I also feel like is about annually at this point, we get his wife in the news too, which is always special.
Yeah, thanks.
after that riveting loss this weekend to PJ Walker of XFL fame, which I don't hate. So how are you feeling? Like my opinion is this, like, obviously Matt Patricia is not the guy. I never thought he was the guy. It always felt like a very Detroit move to hire him. No diss, but like...
No, I see what you mean by that. And I felt similarly. I didn't feel inspired by the thing.
It wasn't an inspiring choice. And, you know, I feel Colin... I generally don't agree with all of Colin's takes about, like, you know, backwards hat and things of this nature. But I do think that you have to set the tone for your organization in some type of way. And he clearly does not connect with the players. And whether it's because he wears a pencil on and he has a laminated play sheet or whatever it is that he does, but it's not working. And this point is very obvious. So your legitimate plea is to bring back Jim Caldwell.
Yes, 100%. I mean, he went 9-7 in his last season. He had 9 wins his last season. 9 wins. It took Matt Patricia 3 years to get to that point. And I feel like it's a culture issue. You just said, there's a report from Yahoo that in Patricia's first season, he showed the defense a bunch of clips of Cam Newton celebrating and with the intention of getting them pissed and fired up. Like, yeah, look at all this showboating. When it had the exact opposite effect. They're like, no, coach, that's kind of fun. That looks fun. We want to do more of that. You're like, you're holding us back. So I feel like he doesn't relate to the players in a way that, like, it hurts us currently, and it hurts our, like, free agency potential because word spreads. They let that be known what the culture is like. So I'm just ready to move on from this, and I'm also willing to move backwards because I feel like what we had before was great. We were winning so regularly. That was the most regular winning that we've ever had in my lifetime. And for us to fire that man, the man that led that, it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not better. So yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you there. I don't know if Jim Caldwell is the answer, but he wasn't better than Jim Caldwell. The numbers speak for themselves. So you are rooting for the Lions to lose out then?
Yes, I feel like if we end up winning out, or the better we end up looking, the more likely that Patricia ends up sticking around for another year. They're like, maybe we'll give him a shot. Let's see what he ends up doing next year. But I'm ready to move on. So
yeah, I'm with you. I'm a Lions fan, I'm rooting for losses, which is very difficult to do. It's
not easy.
It's not easy, especially when you root so hard for wins and they so graciously give you losses. So. I'm with you there. It's a tough place to be if you're a Lions fan, but definitely I think it's time to move off Matt Patricia. So for your sakes, Donnie, and the rest of Lions fans, who I respect, you know, there's certain cities, well, I'll never say a bad word about Philly, yes. Detroit, Chicago. I feel like there's a couple other ones on that list. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be mad that you forgot them. I won't
say nothing bad about KC.
Okay.
There's not too many other ones that are just on that list of like places that I'm never not going to say anything bad about.
Feels good.
Yeah, and they're all very cold. They're all very cold places. So I will say that they do get cold. They will get cold. Just facts. It's not an opinion. It's just a fact. So I'm rooting for Detroit to lose then this Thursday.
Yeah, let's go Texans.
Let's go to Deshaun Watson. All right, what else is going on?
All right, high key, this weekend, we're going to see a potential Super Bowl matchup when the Chiefs go to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks, which is home of Super Bowl 55. Low key, this big game is a bigger game for the old GOAT than it is for the kid. You see what I did there?
Oh, yes, because GOAT. kid is the mm-hmm. word for a young GOAT.
Yep.
How has no one else done that? That's such a great play on words.
I'm sure it's been done, but... Yeah,
I haven't seen it. Maybe it'll be worked into this matchup.
Yeah, this is the promo start of it.
For this matchup. Give us credit.
Yes, I want my GOAT credit.
Yeah, give us credit for that bad wordplay.
Bad puns.
It's definitely a bigger game for Tom Brady than it is for the Chiefs. I mean, look, the Chiefs don't want to lose to Tom Brady, obviously. Nobody wants to do that. But they don't do a lot of losing. They've actually only lost once in like the calendar year. So they're not interested in losing. And yeah, Tom Brady did not look great in that game against the Rams. I mean, he had his moments, but in the end, two interceptions, it started to become a thing. And I kind of have to attribute that to Bruce Arians more than Tom Brady, because we've seen 20 years of Tom Brady, and Tom Brady don't be out here throwing interceptions, especially bad ones.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some, and Bruce Arians, his quarterbacks like to throw hella interceptions. So there's something to this, something to the offensive system, or something to him not giving Brady the right protection. I don't know what it is, but this isn't what Brady does. So I'm sure he's super frustrated. I was actually very surprised he threw to Leonard Fournette a fourth time after three Leonard Fournette drops yesterday. I think this is a huge game for the Bucks. I mean, maybe we had higher expectations for the Bucks this year than we needed to, just simply because it was Tom Brady, because they are a team that was bringing in a new quarterback in a COVID-shortened season, and Tom Brady is the type of quarterback that really likes to be on the same page and really likes precision and really likes preparation and really likes for everything and everyone to be on the same page and be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. And that's not really Tampa Bay style. And you got a lot of new things going on. In general, this is a much bigger game for the Bucks than it is for the Chiefs. But it's one of the biggest games of this football weekend starting on Thursday. And I'm definitely looking forward to this. This might be the best game of the weekend, low-key. Like, Steelers-Ravens is really good. But with all this stuff going on with COVID and the Ravens and the way the Ravens have been playing lately, it seems like their season is kind of starting to... You know, I won't overreact. They're still in the hunt. They're still a good team. But there's just, like, a lot going on with the Ravens right now. So this feels like the biggest game of the weekend.
Hi, T. Hope you're having a good Thanksgiving week. What's going on in Culture Reports?
Hey, Joy. So I watched the Fresh Prince reunion, and girl, it brought me to tears. The cast was reflecting on those precious moments, and they had some moments with Uncle Phil. Rest in peace, James Avery. So sad. OG Aunt Viv, Janet, and Will Smith, girl, they sat down to talk after 27 years of not speaking, to hash out what they were going through, and it was just so beautiful to see. She ended up, like, seeing the rest of the cast, and I didn't know this, but I guess I would assume so, but she never met the new Aunt Viv, who is Daphne. So they met for the first time, and they hugged. It was just such a memorable moment. I just loved it, and it just reminds us that life is short, so I'm glad they were able to work that out. And then watching the show, Joy, just we're watching the show like now, like, you know, they replay it all the time. I just realized like how, like why it's so successful. And like, even to this day, like when you see them, like the chemistry is insane and you can feel it. So I know that they like truly, truly care about each other, and it makes it so enjoyable to watch. That's why Fresh Prince is easily like my favorite show.
I'm so excited to watch this. This is on my list of things to watch this week when all the craziness finally settles down. I feel like I have no time to watch anything on television because it's just like football every second of every day. And then days it's not football, I'm like running errands. But I'm really looking forward to this. I love Fresh Prince, love Will Smith. And, you know, I feel like I have a little bit of Hillary in me, a little Hillary Banks. So, you know, I have some Hillary tendencies, but I love this show growing up and still love it. It's one of the best shows in the history of television. And obviously Will Smith, being a part of it, just, you really see now watching, when you watch the show back, how he could not have been anything other than the star that he is, just based off that show. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so glad they have both Aunt Viv's there. I can't wait to see the dynamic of all of it. I guess it's kind of strange they never met, because like, it is Hollywood. You would think maybe they'd run into each other, but I'm really looking forward to watching it. So I'm excited that it's as emotional as it's advertised. So looking forward to this a big time.
All right. So, Nicki Minaj has a new docuseries coming out, and you know, we can expect some raw and unfiltered, like, look at her personal life and journey. You know, I'm not sure what to expect, but I'm going to assume that she'll just take us through like the rumors surrounding her husband. Maybe she'll clear that up. And then also like her journey on becoming a mother. I'd love to see what that process was like for her. So I think that that's something to look forward to on HBO. So
I am definitely going to watch this. I love Nicki. I feel like Nicki has kind of, she's been in this like strange space publicly, one, because of her man, for one. And then also, like, I feel like Cardi B and Meg have just exploded. And then obviously Cardi and Nicki had the thingy thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what Nicki is talking about. She's saying it's a really unfiltered look into her life. So I'm here for that, because, you know, that's what we are all doing right now, is the unfiltered stuff. So I'm a Nicki fan still. Meg is currently my favorite, with Cardi slightly behind. But Nicki is an OG, and I'm looking forward to seeing what she's talking about in the show.
Yeah, same. Especially since she's already done two documentaries. So looking forward to this one. All right, so Taraji hosted the American Music Awards, and I love Taraji. I love her energy. She is beautiful and so talented, so I'm happy to see her getting that coin. Nelly performed, girl. J-Lo performed. Megan Thee Stallion, of course. And this, her new little dance, I just, this little, like.
This is all you got. This is what I got. Like, is that it, or does it come up, like?
Girl, I don't know what she's doing. Some legs moving so fast.
Well, yeah, you can't see my legs right now. So just do the elbows. There will not be any body challenge videos from me. But she killed that. She looks amazing. I'm so happy that she is back 100%. It could have been really tragic what happened with her and the one that shall remain unnamed. But she's back. And I loved it. Well, she didn't go anywhere, but, you know, recovered, obviously, because dancing is a big part of her performances. And so she always has a challenge going on. I don't know how many people are going to actually nail this challenge, because you got to actually have a little something going on to do this one, and some coordination that I'm just not. That's just not, you know what I'm saying? It took you. We learned the Savage One. Well, you taught me the Savage One, right? Yes. You were teaching me and Remy. Yes. Okay, so that was a struggle, but yeah, that was slightly easier than whatever is going on, but I like it though.
Yeah, and I like it too.
Love the album. I know we're not talking about Meg right now, but yes, her performance was amazing. Love the album. Good news. Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, J-Lo, sis.
People were like comparing her to that Beyonce performance when she did the Drunken Love. I mean, people, nobody's reinventing the wheel, right? I mean, we're all
kind of, a little bit. That's, I mean, listen, here's the thing about music. So for shows, yes, okay? Nothing is new, right? Like, there's only so many crime shows you can do before it's gonna look like something else that has already been done, right? However, I feel like with music performances, especially the icons, if you're going to be so close, you kind of got to pay homage. You know what I'm saying? Like Beyonce and J-Lo, like J-Lo is a certified diva. You know what I'm saying? So she knows, like we saw, like, it's just, I don't know. I love J-Lo, as you know, she looks incredible. The performance was great. I love the lighting and the eyes. It was gorgeous, but it was not dissimilar to Crazy in Love. It was not dissimilar. I will say that.
Yeah, but she made, you know, she
pulled from Crazy in Love. Because I mean, you had the hair the same too, sis. Come on.
Yeah. Well, on another note, Belle Biv DeVoe performing. I thought that they did amazing. I saw them live, and I just love them.
Overall, I thought it was great. I love that we're still doing the performances, and I love that we're finding ways to do all of these shows because they are fun and a great showcase for artists. And the Grammy nominations dropped today, which is very exciting, and everyone is freaking out about those as well. So I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about that in the next coming weeks, but I'm just glad all this stuff is moving forward.
Yeah, same. All right, so watching the Thanksgiving Parade, Joy, is a tradition for so many people around the world. And even with COVID, the show is going to continue to go on. People can obviously tune in from the comfort of their homes. I did see a sneak peek of the signature balloons. Of course, they're going to have Pikachu. I mean, they've had Pikachu for like 20-some years now. I did see a Red Titan from Ryan's World and Boss Baby. The cast of Hamilton and Mean Girls are going to make an appearance, but all the performances are going to be pre-recorded. So it won't be the same, like, obviously, like, being there live, but you know what? At least it's still happening.
Yeah, somehow. I'm, like, similar to what I was just saying about the award shows, I'm glad that we're getting, you know, sprinkles of normalcy throughout what is a very, very chaotic time and what has been an awful year. It's going to be really hard for a lot of people this year. So the parade is something that I know makes a lot of people happy. And, you know, it just feels like the holidays are here. We can start getting ready for Christmas. You know, you're with family, or, you know, you're watching with family via Zoom. But, you know, it's going to be one of those years where we're going to be grateful for any kind of normalcy that we're still having. So I'm glad that they're still doing the parade, because I do love the parade.
Thanks for joining us this week, guys. Really appreciate it. Make sure you go and subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on all our social media pages at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod and myself at Joy Taylor Talks. And you can listen to the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, iHeartMedia app, SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Have a safe and happy and amazing holiday. Enjoy yourselves, and I will catch you next week.
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not. Ooh!